Matthew 10:37 through 39. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. He who doesn't take his cross and follow me isn't worthy of me. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will find it. Okay, so more emphasis on this worthiness of Messiah. And so we have to stop very often and assess our relationship with him. You know, I have to do that. Sometimes I get, you know, being a rabbi, I get wrapped up in rabbi things, right? Oh, I've got to get the siddurs out and ready. I've got to call and counsel these people. Got to make sure I do my Bible study and my prayer time. And it's like a list of things to do. But it's all fluff, right? It's got to be all about Yeshua. It's got to be about our love for the Lord and not these other things. Because if it's about the other things, when the persecution comes, it's not worth it anymore. Well, I'm just giving up my Bible and prayer time in exchange for my life.
So. I find that when I'm waiting on a patron, like I was today, I got woken up a little. Well, actually, I was already up around. Got a call from the office around 3:09 this morning asking me if I wanted to do a blood run. And I took the thing. And I had to go all the way from, I had to go get gas first, one end of town to the other, and then all the way out to.
Right. So when you're waiting on a.
I didn't get back till close to 6-something.
Right. But you started with when you're.
Well, I was waiting on a patron that I picked up at the Duval. They were down at City Hall for a meeting for an hour, and while I was waiting across the street from the courthouse, I started because I hadn't gotten my devotion done yet. I picked up the Bible and I just sat there quietly, even though there was traffic around me and everything. And I closed off the window and really started reading those scriptures even slower than I normally did. And the Holy Spirit was just actually flying all over the cab. And it was like, it got really, really deep.
Good, good. Yeah, that's what it's about, connecting with the Lord and not just doing the stuff, right? Because we all can get caught up in doing the stuff.
I don't get enough time during the day to do that. So when I do get those times, it's like I dive into them and I don't want to come out of them.
I know how that is. I know how that is. Yeah, Sunday morning is my... I have daily devotions, of course, but Sunday morning is my time where it's just going to last as long as it needs to last. I don't have any pressures going on, and it's hard to come out of that sometimes.
That's what I want to do on Shabbat. I try to do that on it. It doesn't always work out that way, you know, because it's prep day for everything, so it's like I just want to spend as much time in the scripture as I can, but other things getting ready for that end up taking precedence over it, and it's like
it's
not enough.
Right. So anyway, I just want to encourage us to assess what is it that we love. You know, do we, you know, for a while there, some of us had a vision of getting a building for the synagogue, right? As if that were super important, right? And I became a little too focused on it. And that's not what it's about, right? The Lord's going to give us a building when it's good for the ministry he has us doing, but it's about that love of him and connecting with him and bringing others into that connection. But we've got to love. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Don't love anything, not even father or mother, son or daughter, more than you love him. Don't even love your own life. He who doesn't take his cross and follow me isn't worthy of me. All right, that cross is, that's a painful way to die. You know, that's a terribly horrendous way to die. Are you willing to take up your cross and follow after me? Okay, meaning a couple things. It could mean on a daily basis. The Lord tells me not to do this or that. I'm going to not do this or that. I'm going to lay it down. That's taking up your cross. Or I'm going to endure the persecution. I'm going to endure the words. Or it may be literal as well, right? A lot of his disciples were killed, according to according to the traditions. And so, and we know for sure that Peter, you know, died for the Lord. And so, take up his cross. Whoever, he who doesn't take up his cross and follow me isn't worthy of me. He's not asking for a half-hearted devotion. He's not asking for a Saturday Messianic Jew or a Sunday Christian. He's asking for an all-the-time devoted follower, and he's worth it. He's worth it. That love, he is worth it. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This is actually the most quoted saying of Yeshua in the Gospels. Okay, it's actually 6 times in the Gospels. We have it here. We have it in Matthew 16:25, Mark 8:35, and then twice in Luke 9:24 and 17:33, and John 12:25. That would be 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nope, that would be 6. Okay, so so 6 times. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This must be important for Matthew and Luke to quote it twice, and for, Matthew quotes it twice, Mark once, Luke twice, and John once. He who seeks his life will lose it. Okay, and so what does this mean? This goes right back to the same thing that we learned in the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. It's all a matter of where does your blessing come from, right? And so he's trying to get out of his followers this Roman idea that you need power to get what you want. You need to acquire things to be happy. You've got to get. The powerful were the honored ones in Roman society, right? And so this goes against the grain in Roman society, which was influencing, of course, Jewish society in Israel at the time. And so we have to do that too on a daily basis, right? Those who try to squeeze blessings out of this world by acquisition, manipulation, power, and strength forfeit the blessings received by the poor, the mourners, the meek, and those who are persecuted. Okay, so in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are, blessed are, blessed are. Blessed are who? Those who have a lot of stuff? No. Blessed are who? The powerful? No. Blessed are who? The poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Being persecuted is the opposite of a blessing, we would say. The only way these can be blessed is if their blessing is from God. Okay? And so, Lord, I'm not going to live for myself. I'm going to lose my life for your sake. And then I'll find it in you. My blessing will come from the Lord. Okay? Any questions on those verses?